just wanted to ask you guys a few questions. First of all, does it seem like women are not interested in gaming at all, or it just doesn't appeal to them?
I'd say both for the most part. It's really rare to find a girl that actually likes video games
And I found three,
and
so.
is actually like social, like us three lovely ladies. Yeah, it's really rare. It's about as rare as finding like, a Mew in Pokemon. Just to use that reference.
I think the fact that we only have four girls in our game major,
That's a very good
Cody, I
point.
think that's a good enough point to make.
Yeah, that's a really good point. But why is it that girls, is it really that girls aren't interested in video games, or like what is it that doesn't interest you?
I
I
think
don't
girls
know,
are distracted more by stupider things,
I
and they
think.
haven't experienced the true video gaming like thing. If they ever played Katamari, they would love video games. Everyone loves Katamari. It's why they
Yeah,
named the
Katamari's
game "We
awesome.
Love Katamari."
I'm not as big as into first-person shooters, which are a lot of the guy very popular games. Like I played Left 4 Dead, which is about it. And a lot of like the games, like a lot of people, like I know some girls who play Call of Duty, but I know like 50 bazillion more guys that play Call of Duty more than girls. And I know like a lot of the more popular games that are out now are more based for guys than they are for girls.
That's a very good point.
Yeah,
I
think
think there are a lot of girls though that actually do play video games, and that it's just kind of like a cliche to think that girls don't play. Because I know a lot of my friends play video games.
that's true. But we have a lot of cool friends though, not everyone's as cool as us. I don't know. I think like most girls see video games as like something that they sit around and watch their boyfriend play. Like, oh yeah, I went to his house and watched him play like Halo. It was great. Like, I don't know. Like that's like their extent of like video gaming experience, which I don't understand because there's like such a wide variety of video games that they could find something like even like DDR, like one of the girliest video games besides like Cooking Mama. Like,
One of my friends
I don't
playing
know. They
that.
can do anything.
Well, to the point of Halo, I actually have a friend who, her boyfriend was having a LAN party, so she actually came over to my house and started playing Halo.
That's awesome.
Although,
Props to her.
I kicked her ass.
I think it's a badge for these girls to sit around and wait for their boyfriends to like play video games. Oh, because you know I'm a gamer girl. I have sat there for hours while like my boyfriend plays like an addiction to some game where he just stops. Looted the computer screen. Acknowledged my existence every 15 minutes, but he's just like playing game, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, and you know what? That's happened to me before, and it pisses me off more that they don't offer me to play than that they're not paying attention to me. I'm
Same.
like, I don't
Babe,
care. You have to
look at
pay
this
attention to me.
cutscene.
Just let me play your game.
Babe, look at this cutscene. Okay, back to gaming.
Like when Left 4 Dead came out, I didn't have Left 4 Dead or a lot of people to play Left 4 Dead on, and he's sitting there playing Left 4 Dead for like 12 hours straight, and I'm sitting there like, what if I want
Yeah,
to play?
I've been there.
Gaming, you know, the computer. Do you think women are attracted to casual gaming?
Casual gaming?
Yeah, like PopCap's a great example. Puzzle games.
Like Sudoku?
Yeah, I guess you can say. I was thinking more of like Bejeweled and stuff. There's certain
I
ones.
don't know. I think it's getting more popular because like they're making like really weird the games. Like I don't know. I saw one commercial was like learn how to cook through like a game on like your I don't know your Game Boy or something.
I saw
And I'm
that.
like, what is this? Like I don't know. I think that's kind of weird, but I think girls would be more attracted to casual gaming like the more they make more diverse games, I guess.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. Do women feel like gaming makes them unsocial and feel like they have no life? Because I know a lot of people say gamers are unsocial and have no life. So
It depends on what game you're playing.
that's a very good
Yeah.
point.
It's true. I mean, I played WoW, so
I played WoW for about 25 minutes and I was like, no, not.
That's enough said. But
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you play an MMO like WoW, you kinda
Yeah, that is a show.
that's a very social game. You can't like well you could be anyway for WoW, but I think most people
Like social in the way that you sit there and you talk to people through a headset, but not social in the way that like
Right. You get
you
off
go and talk
that
to girls
ass.
and people freak out. I don't know. That's not true. I know a lot of cool people who play WoW, like myself.
Yes. I'm sorry, but when we talk about unsocial and WoW, that makes me think of that South Park episode that was all on a WoW server, and the guy who was owning everyone was just this fat ass sitting on his couch, which is. If anyone has never seen that episode, go see
it. It's stereotypical, but at the same time, like, you know, there's a dude out there that's totally, like, just sitting there.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, on a couch.
Yeah, and if you haven't seen the episode, go watch it.
I'm afraid to go outside, too.
That's very true. Afraid to go outside. But if you haven't seen that South Park episode, you should go watch it, because the entire thing takes place on a WoW server.
Sun, it burns!
So I'm sitting next to an albino right now.
It's not me? I'm not there? What?
Okay, I know there's been a lot of appeal over colors and how colors are coming to the Wii. Like the
colors?
Yes, like how they have the black
console. We got more diversity.
And I know with the GameCube they had multiple different colors of controllers.
Why not just buy the white one and spray paint it?
That's actually not a bad idea.
People are so lazy. Gamers are so lazy.
But do you think, like, the choice of colors, like, I know, especially in the GameCube, you could probably get, like...
I want a pink one!
Yeah, exactly. You probably get, like, a pink GameCube controller. You can get blue ones, you can get black ones. Do you think color appeals to women, or it just really doesn't matter?
If one comes over Hello Kitty, I know somebody who'd buy it.
I don't know. It's kind of hard for me to relate to other women.
That's very true.
So I can't really answer for them.
Plus, you want a PS2, which is black.
Yeah, well, you know, it's my favorite color anyways, so...
I think there's, like, it could have some marketable, like,
aspect
for women, but unless there's, like, actually things that they're going to actually do on the Wii that they have, like, pink or purple or wherever the hell color they like, I don't make much of a difference if they don't have a game to play, unless they really want to play games that are oriented for women, like Cooking Mama and horses and My Little Pony and...
Yeah, making sandwiches. What's up?
Yeah.
Make a game for ironing and raising children.
Table 2?
No, it'd be like Housewife Wii.
It'd be ridiculous.
That'd be pretty funny.
I don't know. I don't know about colors, but if you added a hair straightener onto a remote, then girls would love it. They'll love it. I should work there.
Or the new product at all. Let's make a girl and make us all dressed and pretty.
Yeah. That was pretty ridiculous. What if you had an accessory that was the Wii Remote stuck into a baby that was, like, self-urinating?
When working for.
I have a response to that.
What was that? What was that, Liz?
Oh, I said I have no response to that.
Oh.
It would probably be used for, like, sexual education, where they're like, learn how to take care of a baby instead of, like, keying, like, want the key in the back for, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
No, someone's actually
taking a CPR to the human race.
CPR course with the Wii. How ridiculous is that?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised. They have really ridiculous things. Like, losing weight with video games. I'm like, no, it's video games. Like, you're supposed to sit on your ass and, like, eat potato chips. Like, you don't lose weight with video
practice.
Games.
They have, like, a dummy and you put the Wii Remote on top.
So why do you need the Wii Remote for?
It's a very good point.
Just take the f***ing dummy and just be like, CPR! Let's like, not make ourselves lazy and have, like, a Wii Remote. Like, what would it tell you? Like, unless you're, like, a sensor thing in it, it would be like, oh, God, you're pressing too hard. Oh, my God, you broke your collarbone. Oh, my God, they're dying.
Oh,
you didn't do enough chest pumps.
Do you guys think women are discouraged from gaming because of the way video game heroines are made sexy to appeal to men? Especially
you mean, like, Dead or Alive 4?
What was that?
You mean, like, Dead or Alive 4?
I was speaking... I never actually played Dead or Alive. I was thinking of Lara Croft, mostly.
Oh, well, I mean, like, Lara Croft. Chronica.
You went on to play a sexy girl. I mean, come on.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're a sexy lady, you want to play a sexy lady. So, I mean, come on.
Yeah,
but I mean...
You want to be that hot chick over there that everyone's staring at. Yeah.
You want to be tacky, just jumping around the scene on Soul Calibur. Jesus Christ.
Like,
has anyone else noticed that, like, for the Soul Calibur games, like, the newer ones they make, like, the boobs keep getting bigger and bigger, and the clothing just keeps getting less and less.
I'm wondering when they're gonna fall over.
Yeah. I mean, I swear, by the fifth one, they're gonna be falling over, and they're just gonna be naked.
Or they're gonna be, like,
naked
people. They're gonna be holding their back, like, oh my god, my back kills!
Yeah.
I get
they're just, like... get killed themselves because, like, their back just breaks in half. Oh, that was easy. What a terrible fighting game. You don't have to punch them. They just die.
Yeah, I know.
So you punch them, and their boobs act as, like, a defense, like an airbag, so they don't even get hurt.
Wow. I never thought of that.
That's what you call a strong defense.
Woo!
Do you guys think video game companies